Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 4th. You'll be interested to know, today's National Cookie Day. This sweet holiday invites bakers and cookie lovers to share classic recipes, creative twists, and warm smiles with friends and family and neighbors. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 20 degrees, with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:57. It looks like we're in for some snow showers early afternoon, followed by a chance of rain showers, with temperatures peaking near 38, and then dropping to around 30, along with a breezy west wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 10 and a chilly northwest wind at 9 to 20, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 9:45, with a low tide just before 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 48 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 27 and a west wind around 8 miles per hour. The wind chills could drop to near negative 2. A chance of snow showers arise late Friday night into Saturday morning with mostly cloudy skies and a cooler low near 21 before highs rebound to near 35 on Saturday and then rise into the upper 30s on Sunday. Monday turns breezy with northwest winds 8 to 12 miles per hour and gusts up to 22 as highs fall back to near 26. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston homeowners should brace for a 13% property tax jump on single-family homes, as Mayor Wu contends with sliding commercial real estate values. It is the second year in a row that Bostonians face a double-digit residential tax increase, as commercial property values dropped 6% and residential values rose 2%. This means the tax burden shifts from businesses to homeowners. Average single-family homes will see a $780 annual increase, according to Wu. The city is still determining how much multifamily home taxes will rise. Commercial properties will see a 4.4% decrease, saving typical office buildings $210,000. Now on to sports. The early signing period for college football kicked off yesterday as teams build their 2026 rosters and prepare for conference title games and the college football playoff. Despite predictions that name, image, and likeness compensation would consolidate talent, nearly 20 schools have signed or received commitments from five-star recruits this year. Programs like Notre Dame, Alabama, and Oregon are tied for the most five-star players, while Vanderbilt flipped top-ranked quarterback Jared Curtis from Georgia. USC holds the nation's top recruiting class with 31 signatures, while the Big Ten struggles with quarterback recruiting, securing only one top 10 prospect. North Carolina, led by Bill Belichick, signed 39 players, ranking 17th nationally. In local sports, the Celtics have listed Jaylen Brown as doubtful for tonight's matchup against the Wizards due to a non-COVID illness. Brown has participated in all 21 of the Celtics games this season, scoring a season-high 42 points against the Knicks on Tuesday night. If he misses the Washington game, it will mark the first time these young Celtics play without Brown this season. Jordan Walsh, Josh Minot, Baylor Shireman, and Hugo Gonzalez have been competing for minutes on the wings, providing an opportunity for extended evaluation. After losing their first three games, the Celtics have won 7 of their last 9 games. Boston faces a quick turnaround, traveling to Washington before hosting the rival Lakers on Friday night at TD Garden. Tonight, tip-off is at 7. In top news, Anthropic Chief Executive Officer Dario Amodei stated that as artificial intelligence technology transforms the economy, the government will need to step in and retrain the workforce. He emphasized that while some business leaders downplay the job loss risks, it is crucial to expect such changes and for the government to facilitate the transition. Amodei remarked, "I do not see retraining programs as a panacea, but I think we are going to need some form of that." He also expressed concern that some view this technology as similar to past revolutions, asserting that those familiar with AI do not share that perspective. He warned that in the next 5 years, half of all entry-level jobs could vanish, pushing unemployment rates to between 10% and 20%. In business news, New Yorkers are now seeing warnings about stores using personal data to set online prices, thanks to new consumer protection legislation that took effect in early November. This law, already subject to lawsuits, requires companies to disclose when they use surveillance pricing, potentially raising costs for some while lowering them for others. During Black Friday sales, shoppers noticed messages stating, "This price was set by an algorithm using your personal data." Surveillance pricing remains legal, enforcing transparency rather than banning the practice. Other states are also considering similar legislation, though pushback from industries remains strong. The implications of personal data usage for pricing raise significant privacy concerns. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $94,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $3,200. And XRP is down 1% to $2.19. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Earth's hidden 8th continent is no longer lost. Researchers have finally mapped Zealandia, a landmass predominantly submerged under the sea. This underwater region spans nearly 2 million square miles. Using rock samples from the seabed, scientists analyzed North Zealandia's geology, completing the mapping process. The research, led by Nick Mortimer, revealed geological formations dating back up to 130 million years. While most of Zealandia is uninhabitable, its status as a potential 8th continent is now recognized. This groundbreaking study changes our understanding of Zealandia's geological history and its connection to the ancient supercontinent, Gondwana. In entertainment news, Boston Blue and Sheriff Country have been renewed for 2nd seasons on CBS. These dramas are the top 2 first-year network shows of the season so far. CBS has placed its first 2 renewal orders for the 2026-27 season. Both series are spin-offs of other CBS shows, Blue Bloods and Fire Country. According to Nielsen's ratings, Boston Blue averages 8 million cross-platform viewers, while Sheriff Country has 7.6 million. CBS Entertainment President Amy Reisenbach stated, "These early renewals reflect the power of character-driven storytelling and compelling narratives." Both shows have quickly embraced audiences across broadcast and streaming. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and futurist, Alvin Toffler. And he said, "The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.